Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. As summer begins to unfold in the garden, the hours have been extended with some special times when you may bring your dogs. Go to southcoastbotanicgarden.org to check details and reserve tickets. Get a boost of vitamin D with a walk in the sunshine. One of the best things about a garden is that it's in a constant process of growth and change, and the South Coast Botanic Garden is no exception. Starting in the parking lot is a perfect example. Almost every tree in the parking lot is in bloom right now. The sweet smell of the lavender jacaranda trees permeates the air around those trees. These are a landscaping standard, and because they grow easily from seed, they are sprinkled liberally throughout the garden. Another tree in bloom is the Mexican Palo Verde. With small yellow blooms, it gives the tree a look of yellow mist hanging in the branches. This tree is also called Lluvia de Oro, Spanish for golden rain, and is known for its hardiness and drought tolerance. The blooms on the bottle trees are not very noticeable until you get up close and personal. Then you can see the soft coral-colored bell-shaped blooms that cover the trees and turn into 3-inch-long dark seed pods. As you walk toward the garden entrance, standing like sentries on the far left, are the 3 very tall lace-bark elm trees bursting out in beautiful pink star-shaped flowers that also will grow into seed pods. These pods can be up to 8 inches long and full of seeds that you can eat if you roast them. These are a great accent shade tree that can grow to almost 100 feet tall and have an interesting mottled bark, distinctive leaves with a much lighter color on the underside than the top. Under the lace bark elms are ornamental pomegranates. These are a dwarf variety that are bursting with bloom and are the beginning to set fruit. Pomegranate trees are a favorite with Japanese bonsai gardeners. Heading into the garden proper, we pass through the volunteer garden areas, and if we turn left into the lower meadow and follow the path at the bottom, we can see a beautiful example of nature's diversity in the agapanthus, or lily of the Nile plants. Along the left side of the path that leads to the rose garden is a bed of striking midnight purple-flowered agapanthus. But then, just on our right side, is an even larger planting of agapanthus with very light blue stripe bloom. Through the wonderful process of cross-pollination, this plant appears liberally throughout the garden in all shades of blue, both with and without stripes, from white to the midnight purple that you just saw on your left. Once on Tram Road, turn right and follow the flow of traffic along the perimeter path to the outside of the garden. You will pass some of the work areas of the garden. One of the most stunning sights in the garden can be found near the potting sheds. There's a palm tree that you can barely see because it's almost completely engulfed by a vibrant bougainvillea, a sight truly worthy of the walk. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.